Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term. More than 8,000 troops will remain in the country despite earlier plans to drop that number to 5,500 by the end of the year.
But maintaining our forces at this specific level, based on our assessment of the security conditions and the strength of Afghan forces, will allow us to continue to provide tailored support to help Afghan forces continue to improve.
Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. A British inquiry led by respected statesman John Chilcott has found that the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago was, in its words, unnecessary.
We have concluded that the UK chose to join the invasion of Iraq before the peaceful options for disarmament had been exhausted.
In the official report, the inquiry says Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein represented no imminent threat to Britain or to Western powers. The report excoriates then-British Prime Minister Tony Blair. On Wednesday, Blair took responsibility for taking Britain to war.
For that decision today, I accept full responsibility. Without exception and without excuse.
However, Mr. Blair said the world is a better place because of the removal of Saddam Hussein. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday concerning his decision to recommend no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton over her use of private email server as Secretary of State. The Attorney General Loretta Lynch met with Comey Wednesday, says she will abide by the FBI's recommendations. This is VOA News. A South African judge sentenced sprinter Oscar Pistorius to 6 years in jail for the murder of his girlfriend, Anita Powell reports.
6 years for murder falls far short of the 15-year minimum recommended under South African law. But the law gives judges discretion in sentencing, and it's clear that Judge Thokozile Masipa exercised hers in handing down Oscar Pistorius's fate on Wednesday.
6 years imprisonment.
That's just 1 year longer than the 5-year sentence she originally gave him for his original conviction of culpable homicide. Pistorius was taken directly to his jail cell after the sentencing. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
European Union lawmakers endorsed plans to bring together the EU's Frontex border agency and national border management authorities to help manage the flow of thousands of migrants trying to enter Europe. Brazil's embattled president, Dilma Rousseff, has vowed to fight to carry out her presidential mandate through 2018, despite attempts to impeach her. Ms. Rousseff made the remarks in a letter to the Senate Commission considering her impeachment. The U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division will lead the investigation into a fatal police shooting of a black man Tuesday in Louisiana. Alton Sterling suffered multiple gunshot wounds in an altercation with police outside a convenience store. Carl DeBody is a local police chief.
There is a lot that we do not understand. And at this point, like you, I am demanding answers.
Governor John Bel Edwards said the Justice Department will be assisted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and local law enforcement agencies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Tbilisi Wednesday to sign a new joint military and security agreement with Georgia. The agreement assures Georgians that the U.S. will help them build their defenses. Kerry will also discuss security matters with Ukrainian officials in Kiev before joining U.S. President Barack Obama in Poland Friday for a summit of NATO leaders. The Syrian army declared a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire across the country Wednesday. That coincides with festivities that mark the end of the month-long Muslim observance of Ramadan. Military sources say two suicide bombers struck a military base near the Aden International Airport in Yemen Wednesday. At least six people were killed. Security sources said gun battles followed the explosions as militants tried to take advantage of the confusion. That attack coming on the Muslim holiday Eid al-Fitr. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade on Wednesday. European markets were down on the day. And on Wednesday, Asian markets were mixed. From the VOA News Service in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.